In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This past Thursday was the Feast of the Ascension. It's 40 days after Easter, and according to the book of Acts, it was 40 days after the resurrection that we have the Ascension that we read about today. We didn't have a service on Thursday because who's going to come out on a weekday for church? We've done that during Holy Week, and you did your best, and I appreciate it. So we'll let you have Ascension off, but we'll observe it today, in a manner of speaking. It's Ascension Tide. The last 10 days of the great 50 days of Easter are deal with Ascension. And Ascension is a strange thing. I mean, everything about Christianity is strange, that God could become a human being and all the rest of it, that God is three persons and one being. But the Ascension, too, is kind of an odd thing. It's based in an understanding of the world that we do not have. If you somehow lift off the ground and just keep going up, you don't reach heaven. It just doesn't work that way. Heaven is not a physical place. Now, in the ancient world, when the Bible was written, they thought of the world as having three levels. You had the lower level, the underground, you know, where people went when they died. Not necessarily hell, but that came later. Then you had the surface, where everyone was, and then you had the heavens. And so that was the three layers. And it made perfect sense that if Jesus went up far enough, he would reach heaven, because that's where God was, looking down on all creation from above the dome of the sky. They thought the sky was a solid feature. We went to the moon. We know it doesn't work that way. You keep going up, you don't hit heaven, you hit outer space. Still, though, Christians believe the Ascension. We understand that Christ ascended. If not in the strict literal sense that he kept going up until he hit heaven, he did return to the Father, to the spiritual realm of heaven. And in doing that, did something rather amazing when you think about it. Jesus rose from the dead. He was resurrected. He didn't come back as a spirit or as a vision. It was a real corporeal being. We have stories in Scripture of him eating fish. He offers his hands and his side to Thomas to touch. There was a physical reality to Jesus. He was not just resurrected. I mean, not just, can't think of the word. He was more than just brought back to life. He wasn't a zombie. It wasn't like people who have to have CPR and come back to life or some such you see in movies. This was different. This was resurrection. This was being brought to new life. It's the thing that's promised to each of us at the end of time, that we will be raised with Christ and spend eternity that way. That's eternal life, knowing God and being raised in our new bodies. That's the Christian hope. That's the Christian faith. That's what we look forward to. And so there is a physicality to that body. There's a continuity with the way we are now and the way we will be then. Christ was recognizable to the disciples, not at first sometimes, but they did come to know him. And that's what ascended into heaven. Even if we don't mean in the strictest literal sense of keep going up till you get there, he went back to heaven and took our humanity with him. In the ascension, our humanity joins in with God's divinity. And it becomes one. Different churches, different sects in Christianity try to pinpoint a time when salvation occurs. Some emphasize the cross on Good Friday, some Saturday with the resurrection, some go all the way to the ascension. As Anglicans, as Episcopalians, we don't pinpoint it. It's all of it that is salvific. It's all of it that makes it possible for us to be saved. It's Christ's life, death, resurrection, and ascension taken all together that does it. Because Jesus' coming was not a stopgap measure. It was not a band-aid. It was not a fix to a plan gone horribly wrong. God intended to become incarnate from before creation. Because that's what it took for creation to become one with God. God had to make the first move. We couldn't do it. God always intended to draw all of creation into himself. If Eve had never taken a bite of whatever fruit it was, Jesus still would have come. He didn't come just to fix the problem of sin. Now, in his incarnation, in his life, death, resurrection, and ascension, he fixes the problem of sin. But even if there were no sin, he still would have come. He came to unite God and God's creation. That's the ultimate goal of it all. And it has to happen through God becoming part of his creation. And that's what happens in Jesus Christ. And that's the amazing thing about it. I mean, the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, always existed. Eternally begotten is the technical term that we use. He's always been there. And at a particular point in history, became incarnate, came down from heaven for us and for our salvation, as we say in the Creed. That incarnational moment. Not only did the Son leave behind the glory of the Father and become one of us, he became the least one of us. Born in a barn, for goodness sakes. Raised among peasants. Walking everywhere he went, not living in palaces, not having soft clothes. Well, one of the people, earthy, an everyman. And as every person is doomed to do, must die. In becoming human, Jesus Christ took on death. He never died. He never experienced that. And yet he chose to. He did that for us. As soon as he became human, he became eligible for death and took that. And I firmly believe could have lived to a ripe old age and died in his own bed surrounded by family and friends. But he didn't. He chose to die in the most cruel way they could think of, in the most public way, in the worst way, with people deriding him and making fun of him in agony and pain and death, and an undeniable death. He was dead. Dead and gone. Dead as a doornail, as Dickens would say. There's no fudging about that. He was physically dead. He wasn't just passed out from the pain and then woke up later. He was dead. Have I emphasized that enough? Dude was dead. And God raised him from the dead. Triumphed over death. Gave him that resurrected body that we all are heirs to. And then took that back into himself. And in some way, fundamentally changed the nature of God. That humanity became part of the Godhead. So it takes all of it. His life, his death, his resurrection, and the ascension to bring us in to God. That's the ultimate thing that God is doing, drawing us all into God's self. That's what it means to have eternal life. That's the joy and the hope of Christianity. That God calls to us and makes it possible for us to answer that call. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.